Joined before tonight's game by head coach Chelsea DeVille. Coach, a nice win on Monday at Crookston. I know there are parts of the win that you're not particularly happy with. However, a 72-50 win on the road in the Northern Sun has to put a smile on your face, at least a little.
Oh, absolutely. Any win we're going to be excited about, obviously. And I think it makes us more excited and happy that we didn't win and play the best we possibly could, because that just shows you we can be even better. We have a lot of work to do. Kids know it. We know it as coaches, so we just get back to work. So that's actually more exciting than saying that's the best we could play, and that was the outcome.
Plenty of bright spots, including the second quarter defensively, where you held Crookston to only 8 points. And I thought defensively all night you played pretty well.
Yeah, I agree. You know, there's things that we just do defensively that kind of shake people up. We kind of limited it in the second half more, but when you take away offensive rebounds too and you don't foul and put them on the line, then we're going to be really good. But I thought we did a decent job kind of getting into them and pressuring them and making them take some difficult shots.
Offensive end, Brooklyn Bachman had 17. Looked like she was kind of back to her form that we've seen in the past.
Yeah, you know, I think that kid, you know, she does so many things that you don't see in the stat line a lot of times, but she is very capable. It's more of a confidence thing for her. She can tear up, you know, in practice. We'll see it sometimes where she just has this I'm going to score mentality. And sometimes when that doesn't happen right away in the game, you know, I think she overthinks some things. So we just, you know, we're going to have her out there 30 minutes a game no matter what, if she's scoring or not, of what she all brings. But when she can get downhill and knock down some shots, then she's pretty dangerous.
Inside, Taylor Bray had 15, and Rachel Hytola had another good night. Do you think that combination is helping both of them when they're in the game because they're both difficult to defend?
Yeah, it's nice to have a 1-2 punch when you sub in your fives, not to, you know, completely change who you are as an offense is one thing, but also for, you know, teams to say, oh, here's another good post. That's huge for us, something we haven't had in the past. To see some consistency there is really nice.
And you mentioned some players before the game or had some illness kind of going through the team. Is that kind of passed at this point?
I think so. I think they're a little lingering. If it's anything like I've had, it's about 4 weeks of just that annoyance. But the rundown type of stuff, I think we're finally getting out of.
As far as a message to your team after the game, what did you tell them as far as maybe not just after the game, but as the week has progressed about the win?
Mainly, you know, it's one thing for me not to be complacent of how we won and want more out of us, but they want it and they know it. So coming into that locker room when they're like, we can do better, that wasn't good enough. You guys, you just won by 22 points on the road. You've never done it like that before. So what is it that we didn't do well? And then to answer, hey, we didn't, you know, we weren't smart enough on the scout. We didn't run our offense clean enough. That's pretty exciting to know. It's not coaches saying it. It's them knowing it and understanding it.
Head coach Chelsea DeVille with us on today's pregame. She'll be back in a little bit to talk about tonight's opponent, Northern State. Next, it's the Northern Sun Forecast with Kevin Faulness on the Beaver Radio Network.